The number of Pearl Harbor survivors is now just measured in the hundreds. On the eve of the 75th anniversary, we revisit one of the sailors who lived through the attack. WPLN's Emil Moffitt spoke with George Westover just months before he died last year. They played Taps at his burial service. It was a tune Westover knew well.
75 years ago, Westover was a private first class from Wichita, Kansas, who played the bugle aboard the USS Tennessee when it was based at Pearl Harbor.
It was a relaxing time. Even when I had to stay aboard ship, I still went with the other three buglers over to the beach to practice calls where we wouldn't bother anybody.
For a 22-year-old Marine, Hawaii was not a bad place to be stationed.
We would go ashore from the ship, from Pearl Harbor into Honolulu, on $5 a week, and take streetcar out to Waikiki.
But that lifestyle changed dramatically on a Sunday morning, December 7th, 1941.
So I had my swimming trunks on and my blanket and a book, and I was going out to the forecastle, the peak of the ship forward, take a sun bath. And then all of a sudden we look over at North Island, and about the time we look over there and see the airplanes exploding from the bombs and the machine gunning, the word comes over the loudspeaker, general quarters, this is not a drill, we're at war.
As he'd done hundreds of times during drills, Westover bolted to the top of the ship's mast to be in position for his other responsibility as gun director. From that perch, he saw fire and smoke and destruction all around.
To her left, port side, was the West Virginia, and astern of us was the Arizona.
The fourth Japanese bomb to hit the Arizona sent it to the bottom of the harbor as flames shot through the air and onto the Tennessee. The West Virginia was sinking beside it. The Tennessee lost 5 men that day, and its stern lay melting from the inferno. Years later, Westover headed deeper into the Pacific Theater on another ship, where he would see the Tennessee again.
Surprisingly, at Iwo Jima, the old USS Tennessee and the Maryland showed up for offshore bombardment, and they plastered that island.
Westover stayed in the military until he retired in 1962. He got his degree and went into real estate. After spending time out west, he eventually settled in Tennessee, the namesake of his beloved ship.
That was Emil Moffitt, WPLN's former Morning Edition host, heard here as part of our coverage of Pearl Harbor's 75th anniversary. George Westover lived in a small apartment in Hermitage with his wife, Lucille. He was 96 when he died. He's buried in the Middle Tennessee Veterans Cemetery.